This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. The CDC, or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have added 7 more possible early signs of COVID-19 infection to add to the previous ones, which were cough and shortness of breath. The new ones are fever, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, or a new loss of taste or smell. For more information, log on to cdc.gov. Kennebec County is still one of the few areas that does not have a reported case of coronavirus. However, Pine County has 56 reported cases. Testing, where to go, if you should go. The mn.gov website has a new link under If You Are Sick that has information about testing locations and test results, up-to-date information on COVID-19 statistics and governor updates. That's at mn.gov. Over the weekend, we talked to Mora's Mayor Alan Cramstead about how the businesses feel about staying closed down.
They're all frustrated, but there's nobody pushing hard to get them opened up.
We also talked to the mayor about how they're holding the council meetings.
Yeah, it's kind of strange or different how we're doing it. The council members are at their homes and they're on their computers or telephone or phone or, you know, video screen. And it gets a little bit more complicated as when you're taking votes and stuff, because everyone has to be named and their vote has to be recorded as each individual. So
that was Mora's Mayor Alan Cramstead. A new public notice was put in place for the city of Mora for allowing mining at the I-2 General Industrial District. The meeting is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. on Monday, May 11th. Due to the coronavirus, the meeting will be held by WebEx, or electronically. The public can weigh in before the vote. More info can be found at the City of Mora website under Planning Commission. In response to inquiries on the school building referendum, the school board at this time is still committed to the May 12th special election vote. You can keep up to date on Mustangs United referendum website at moraschools.org. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly, cover your cough and sneezes, toss the tissue and wash your hands again, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.